Proponents of the policy, all Democrats, say domestic partner benefits help the county stay competitive by attracting great employees. Republican Commissioner Maureen Dickey uses an economic argument, too, when she opposes the plan.
And now we are taking a small group that we are setting up as a special issue, a special group. This is a slippery slope. And the slippery slope is, what other groups are we going to fund individually in Dallas County? Are we going to fund obese people? Are we going to start funding smokers? Are we going to fund people that had blue Pontiacs back before 1978?
Dickey says federal law, the Defense of Marriage Act, and state law only recognizes marriage between a man and a woman. But County Judge Clay Jenkins says this isn't about the Defense of Marriage Act.
It's not about a political statement. It's certainly not about people who drove blue Pontiacs before 1978. What it is about is providing the very best benefits for the 6,000 employees here at Dallas County.
Most public speakers supported the policy, including Raphael McDonald with Resource Center Dallas.
Equality for all is not a red state or a blue state issue. It is a core issue of these United States. Issues of fairness and justice hold no point on our political spectrum. There is simply no place for pernicious partisanship when it comes to equality.
Debbie Moroso was the only citizen voicing opposition.
Court Order 17 is nothing more than a radical political agenda trying to be pushed on the employees of Dallas County and the tax-paying citizens of Dallas County.
Jenkins thanked Moroso for her comments, then voted to approve the policy. County workers who want to take advantage of the domestic partner plan will have to pay $300 a month to add their partner. County officials expect 10 workers will take advantage of the plan when it goes into effect January 1st. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.